This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESV Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESV Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Lady Owls basketball tonight as the Lady Owls here at the Owls Nest take on the Lady Crusaders from Elk County Christian. This is James Patrick. Thank you for being with us tonight. I miscalculated a little bit of time, so I'm going to talk to you a bit, and then we're going to take a break for the national anthem. But Lady Owls come off a real nice victory at Dubois, where they trailed in the second half by 12 points. They came back, got it into overtime, and they outscored the Lady Beavers by 10 in overtime. So the excitement continues to build for the Lady Owls program. They come into the game 8-7. This is a D9 matchup with Elk, and their District 9 record is currently 2-2. So it's an important one to get on the W side. We will be taking a break now for the national anthem, and I'll be right back with you. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESV Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESV Sports is brought to you by members of the WESV Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford. Your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
And welcome back, James Patrick here at the Owls Nest. As I was saying, the Lady Owls are going to take on the Lady Crusaders from Elk County Catholic. Let's get to the starting lineups real quick. Tonight for Elk County is going to be Pfister, Newton, Van Slander, Pulaski, and Straub. Starting tonight for your Lady Owls, Sevilla Long, Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, Haley Keene, and Alyssa Johnson. Like I was saying, the Lady Owls, I've been talking about it all year, the excitement around the program and you know, they're one of the better seasons they've had in quite a while. I talked to the coach before the game. They need to get a few wins here late in the season, but, you know, they have a good chance to make the playoffs, and that'd be very nice. So he even wants to host a game in the playoffs. So we'll talk about that down the road. Right now they're introducing the Lady Owls. Nice crowd on hand here at the Owls Nest. Cold night outside. Nice night to cuddle up and listen to a little WESB Sports Radio. The Lady Crusaders are always a formidable opponent. As like the boys last night, they're not quite on that level. But the boys, if you were with us last night, they put a beat down on our Bradford Owls. So Lady Owls looking to get in the win column here and back-to-back wins with the win in overtime down in Dubois. Very nice win. And move their District 9 record to 3-2. Score from earlier, the JV Lady Owls came up a little short, 23-16 in the JV game earlier. Looks like last-minute instructions here from the coaches. And we will be underway. Thank you for being with us tonight. James Patrick, once again, I've got Nick in the studio tonight doing all the real work for me. Long, Craig, Taylor, Keen, Johnson take the court for the Lady Owls. Keen will be jumping against. We'll figure that out later, but Haley Keen won the tip. Lady Owls with the ball. There's Taylor with the ball. Out to Johnson. Back to Taylor in the corner. Looking for Keen down low. Johnson has it up top. They get it in the middle to Haley. She tries to get it to Craig. Craig controls it, gets it out to Long again. There's Taylor down to Craig on the baseline. Tough man-to-man defense by the Lady Crusaders, and it's stolen away. And here comes Elk across the timeline. Lady Owls are going to play a 1-2-2 zone defense. Crusaders were trying to work it down low. And they throw it almost away, but it's saved by a Crusader. Into the corner. They get it down low, and there's a layup that's off the mark. Mackenzie Taylor with the rebound. We remain scoreless. Mackenzie brings it across the timeline. To Alyssa Johnson, back to Taylor. Sevilla Long now. Taylor's going to take a three off the back iron. Haley Keene with a rebound. Haley's got three people on her. Alyssa Johnson has it now. Back to Taylor. Looking to get it low down to Haley. Long to Johnson. Johnson's going to take a three ball. That's long, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Lady Owls. So we remain scoreless here with 6:27 to go in the first quarter. Lady Crusaders with the ball across the timeline. It's into the corner and an errant pass by the Crusaders. Lady Owls will inbound the ball. Haley Keene inbounds to Johnson. Johnson's going to bring it up across the timeline. Taylor in the corner. Way out to Johnson again, who saves it. Taylor in the corner again. She's going to take a three ball. It's long, rebounded, and put back by Craig off the mark, rebounded by Elk. Elk off and running. And there's another errant pass by Elk. So Lady Owls will have possession once again. We remain scoreless. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Keene inbounds to Johnson. Lady Crusaders playing a 2-3 zone. And there's a foul. Offensive foul on Sevilla Long. That's her first foul. It was away from the ball. Not sure what she did, but that's the first team foul and the first foul on the Lady Owls. Crusaders with possession. They get it down low. There's a shot off the mark, but a foul. Foul on Haley Keene. That's her first, and that'll be two shots for the Lady Crusaders. Newton will be at the line. Newton's shot is up and good. Be one more here for Newton. And that shot is up and off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor. A lane violation on the Lady Owls. Newton will get one more try here. And that one is up and good. So a 2-0 lead here for the Lady Crusaders. Lady Owls with the ball. Taylor brings it across this time. Over to Johnson on a wing. Back to Taylor. Back to Johnson. To Sevilla Long. Back to Taylor. Taylor looking for an open person. Over to Johnson on a wing. Then they try to get inside, and it's tipped away and taken away by Elk. Elk County with possession and a 2-point lead. If you've been with me for some of these Lady Owls games, they'll wake up about the end of this first quarter, and there's a steal by Sevilla Long. She thought about taking it all the way, but then it gets stolen. Lady Owls have been known to sluggish start here this season, even though the results have been good. There's a three ball for the Elk Crusaders off the mark, rebounded by Scrum on the floor. Going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay on this side with the Lady Crusaders. Into the game comes Alexis Keyshore. She's going to come in for Sevilla Long. And Keyshore in the past has provided a spark on the defense especially that gets the ladies rolling. So Elk with the ball, 2-0 lead. Oh, there's a wide open lane for a young lady that misses it. Haley Keene with the rebound. Johnson, long pass to Keyshore, who couldn't save it. So, Lady Crusaders possession. 2-0, they lead halfway through this first quarter. Lady Owls back in a 2-3 zone defense now. There's a shot. That's a three ball, and it's good by number 24, Van Slander. So it's now a 5-0 lead for the Crusaders. Taylor with the ball. Over to Johnson. Back to Keyshore. Pass is almost intercepted. Lady Owls retain possession. Here's Haley Keene way out. Three-point line. There's a long pass to Johnson. It was intercepted. Keene's going to have to. Okay, that was good. Haley Keene just rejected it and livened up this crowd. She was in a bad position and might have picked up her second foul, but she stayed all ball and she slapped it out of bounds. Now there's a shot by Elk and a foul. Okay, they call that on Haley Keene. I didn't think she was there. Thought it was on Keyshore. First shot's up and good by Newton again. Haley Keene, two quick fouls. Second shot by Newton is off the mark. Haley with the rebound. 6-0, Lady Crusaders lead. There's Mackenzie Taylor to Keyshore, who travels. We're going to take a timeout. Coach Blatchley is going to take a timeout. We'll be right back with you. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls trail 6-0 to the Lady Crusaders from Elk County. Just a slow start for the Lady Owls and Haley Keene in foul trouble with two early fouls. So see if they can get something coming out of the timeout. And there's an almost a steal. Elk maintains possession. 2-3 zone, Lady Owls. Good defense there by Keyshore. They've seemed to pick it up on defense anyways. There's a drive, kick back out. There's a three ball. Off the mark, Haley Keene with the rebound. See if they can get something going on the offensive end now. Keene with the ball, over to Taylor. Taylor to Johnson. Johnson to Keyshore. Keyshore with the ball, gets it to Craig, kicks it out to Taylor. Back to Johnson. Taylor on the wing. Back to Keyshore. Keyshore sets up a new play. Looking for somebody open. Keyshore drives, kicks it back out to Alyssa Johnson. Way over to Taylor. There's Haley Keene with a mid-range jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. So Keene's been frustrated down low. She got open for a mid-range jumper, which isn't her thing, but she can hit it. So here comes Elk on the offensive end. There's a shot off the mark. There's an over-the-back foul. They went over Mackenzie Taylor's back, and that's 14. Pulaski. So that's the first foul on the Lady Crusaders. Lady Owls have three fouls so far, two of which are under Haley Keene. So the Lady Owls trail 6-0, 1.5 minutes to go. You're in the first quarter. Johnson with the ball. Corner to Taylor. Taylor's going to take a mid-range jumper and hit it. Mackenzie Taylor gets the Lady Owls off the zero mark, and here we go. Okay. Lady Owls back on defense. penetration. And then a kickback and almost threw it away. Keyshore on the tough defense there. Sevilla Long's going to check into the game here on the next whistle. There's an open Crusader. They get it out to the corner. Good defense here by the Lady Owls. Collapse down low. Pass around, foul line. And there's a drive, and it's... Oh, she lost control, but it did go off a Lady Owl, so Elk will remain in possession. Sevilla Long comes it back into the game for Keyshore. You've got Taylor, Craig, Keene, Johnson, Long in there. There's a foul. Looks like that'll be on Alyssa Johnson. That's her first. Non-shooting foul. 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Lady Owls trail 6-2. Good defense by the Lady Owls. They find an open person. Keene with the... Oh, Keene went for a block, and that's her third foul in the first quarter here. Keyshore's going to check in. Van Slander's going to be at the line. First one's up and off the mark. So an early exit, I didn't agree with her second foul. I didn't think she was anywhere near it, but Haley Keene has to take a seat for probably a long time. The second free throw by Van Slander is good. It's now 7-2. Johnson throws one up at the buzzer. It's off the mark. So the end of the first quarter, the Lady Owls trail 7-2. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. End of the first quarter here. James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Lady Crusaders currently lead the Lady Owls 7-2. Not much excitement there for the Lady Owls. You know, they've started slow several games this year, and then they rebound. I've actually got a suggestion for the coach after the game. I used to coach the little ones, and I had a similar problem. So, Haley Keene is on the bench currently with three fouls, and that's the worst scenario for your Lady Owls. She's certainly the big presence inside with the rebounds, and when they can get the ball to her, she's very deadly from down low. Okay, the team's coming out here for the second quarter. It's going to be Taylor, Keyshore, Long, Johnson, Craig for your Lady Owls. Lady Owls with possession. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Over to Taylor. Taylor to Keyshore. Keyshore to Long. 2-3 defense, zone defense. But there's a shot by Craig. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Keyshore. There's a shot by Johnson off the mark. Gets her own board. Puts it up. Another rebound by Elk, stolen away by Craig, who gets it to Keyshore, and it's back to Mackenzie Taylor, and they slow it down. So a couple nice boards there by the Lady Owls. They maintain possession. Long to Craig. Craig to Keyshore. Mackenzie Taylor with the ball over to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson's going to take the three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Craig, and her shot's off the mark. And then it's rebounded by Elk. Looks like a jump ball. And that's going to go the way of the Elk County Lady Crusaders. So Lady Owls had the ball for a minute down there, several attempts, but there's a cap over that basket right now. Crusaders with the ball. Oh, almost stolen by Johnson. Good defense by your Lady Owls. And there's a quick hand by Keyshore and the steal and a foul. Okay, that foul's going to be on Straub for Elk. And a nice steal there by Alyssa Johnson. Or no, that was Keyshore, sorry. Keyshore with a steal. And she got fouled. Lady Owls with possession. Trailing 7-2. 6:28 to go in the first half. Keyshore with the ball. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor to Johnson. Johnson, Keyshore with a nice pick. Back to Keyshore. Keyshore drives, and it's off the mark. Her shot was off the mark. And Elk rebound, but looks like they stepped on the out-of-bounds line down there. So Lady Owls maintain possession. Alyssa Johnson's going to inbound. Gets it to Taylor. Taylor to Long. Long gets it back to Taylor in the corner. Out to Alyssa Johnson. To Keyshore. Keyshore gets it down low to Mallory Craig, and it's stolen away by Elk. Lady Owls are yet to wake up tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There's a three ball by Van Slander, her second three ball of the game, and it's a 10-2 Lady Crusaders lead. There's a down low to Mackenzie Taylor, who has it stripped away. Crusaders come away with it. There's a give and go for Elk, and it's out of bounds off of the Lady Owls. Thorwart checks into the game for the Elk County Crusaders. Alyssa Johnson with the ball across the timeline. Mackenzie Taylor at the foul line. Looking for somebody open. Sevilla Long. And Long steps on the end line, and it's going to go the other way. .449 to go in the first half. Lady Crusaders 10. Your Lady Owls 2. .23 zone defense. And there's quick hands, and the Owls come away with it. That was Keyshore slapped it away, and Mackenzie Taylor comes up with the ball. Long pass to Long underneath. Back out to Mackenzie Taylor. Taylor gets it down low to Keyshore. It's stolen away by Elk. Both teams playing good defense, but there's a down low to Newton who lays it in. That makes a 10-point lead, 12-2, Lady Crusaders. Keyshore with the ball. Gets it to Long. Long has it blocked and taken away by the Crusaders. Long cross-court pass. Sevilla Long on the ball, top of the key. Down low, give and go. There's a shot off the mark. Looks like it's tipped out of bounds on the rebound by the Crusaders. So Lady Owls with possession, trailing by 10. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the first half. Looks like Miranda Davis going to check in for your Lady Owls on the next whistle. Keyshore down low to Mallory Craig. She works a little bit of room and puts up the shot, and it's in. Good job there by Mallory Craig. It's 12-4, your Lady Owls trail. Good defense here. They're trying to get it down low. Craig with a steal, but she stepped on the end line. So number four, Miranda Davis, is going to check in for your Lady Owls. She comes in for Sevilla Long. Elk with the inbound under their basket. Quick hand there by Keyshore knocks it out of bounds. Lady Elk, Lady Crusaders going to inbound it again. They do. Keyshore tries for another steal. There's a long three ball off the mark. It's going to stay there. It went off of Mallory Craig. She's surprised. She had the best look at it, but they did call it out of bounds off the Lady Owls. Crusaders with the ball. There's a down low to Newton again, who lays it in. Johnson with the ball, 14-4, Crusaders lead. Down low to Craig. And Craig works herself to where she gets a two free throws. Fouls on Thorwart. That's the second foul of the quarter on the Lady Crusaders. So Mallory Craig's going to shoot two. First one's up and off the mark. One more shot here for Mallory Craig. It's up and off the mark, rebounded by Elk. Keyshore with tough defense back there, but Crusaders break free across the timeline. 14-4, just under 2 minutes to go in the first half. There's a pass down low and a shot missed. Mackenzie Taylor comes away with a rebound. Taylor with the ball to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson into the corner for Davis. Back out to Keyshore. Taylor with the ball. Back to Johnson. Johnson's going to drive in, put up a shot. Off the mark, rebounded by Elk. Good defense there by Alyssa Johnson. And there's Johnson's quick hand. Tips it out. Oh, and she tipped it. It went off the Elk player. So Johnson creates a turnover there. Lady Owls with possession, down by 10. 1 minute to go in the first half. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Over to Keyshore. Keyshore out to Mackenzie Taylor. Sets up a play. Taylor. Keyshore with a pick. Over to Johnson. Johnson tries to get a pass down low. Quick hands there by Van Slander for Elk, and they come away with the ball. Pass down low to Newton, who lays it in. She had position there. It's 16-4, the Lady Crusaders lead. 24 seconds to go. Craig shoots and is fouled by Thorwart. That's her second foul. So with 20 seconds to go, Mallory Craig's going to be at the line for two. First one's up. Off the mark. Into the game for the Lady Owls is going to be Olivia Funk. She comes in for Mackenzie Taylor. One more free throw here for Craig. It's up, no good. And it's off of Miranda Davis out of bounds. Lady Crusaders, 19 seconds to go. Across the timeline with 13 to go. 12-point lead for the Lady Crusaders with the last shot here. They get to the corner. It's an open three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Johnson. Johnson does not get it off. And we're going to go to the half with the Lady Crusaders leading 16-4. I'm going to tabulate some stats. I'll be back with you for a halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on W Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here with the Lady Owls basketball tonight against the Lady Crusaders from Elk County. And I just invited a friend to do the halftime show with me, but they declined. So we have four scorers in the game so far tonight. Unfortunately, the two scorers for Elk have all 16 points, and then the two scorers for your Lady Owls have the 4 points. So they currently trail 16-4. They are traditionally slow starters, but it usually happens well into, you know, right around. They've gotten it going at the end of the first quarter, many games into the second. Certainly not this late into the half. So Haley Keene's on the bench currently with 3 fouls. I would assume that Haley will come out and start the second half, but she really has to watch herself with 3 fouls. So that's it here from the Owl's Nest. 16-4, Lady Crusaders lead. Mackenzie Taylor and Mallory Craig with 2 points apiece for your Lady Owls. Maybe the opposite end of the court will have no lid on the basket, and we'll see how that goes. So we're going to take one more short break. We'll be back with the second half action. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls, Lady Crusaders in a D9 matchup. I do want to tell you about next week's schedule. We'll be on the air Monday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night. Monday and Wednesday, we'll have boys basketball for you. On Friday night, the Lady Owls will be back here to entertain the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney, which is always a good rivalry. So right now, the Lady Owls looking for the team that they were that came back against Dubois in the second half from a 12-point deficit to get it to overtime and then win it in overtime. Currently trailing by 12 here at the half. And should they do that, I recommend the coaches give that same speech before the game instead of at halftime. A little tickle in my throat there. Sorry about that. Once again, thank you for being with us tonight on this cold winter's evening. Lady Owls trying to up their record to 3-2 in District 9 play and 9-7 overall. They currently hold an 8-7 overall record, which is very nice. They've been stymied by the defense so far tonight. Coaches were giving Haley Keene a little extra coaching there as they came out of the locker room. Like I said, I would assume she would start here in the second half with her three fouls, so I have to be very careful. Newton with 9 points for the Lady Crusaders and Van Slander with 7. The only two scorers for the Crusaders, but good enough to give them a 12-point lead. Jason Nuzzo down there on the clock, doing an amazing job. Okay, Lady Owls are going to come back out of the court. It's going to be Keene, Johnson, Taylor, Long, Craig. Your original starting five. Lady Crusaders with possession here to start the second half. Looks like there's Sevilla Long playing man-to-man defense. So it's a 1-2-2 with the other two and the other four in a zone. And Sevilla has been, she's right on number 15. Lady Crusaders are running it around the outside. They get it down low. Shots off the mark, but the rebound was Elks and Ayers off the mark. Haley Keene comes away with a rebound. So Alyssa Johnson across the timeline. Johnson over to Taylor. Taylor, Keene up, top of the key. Keene looking for somebody. Dribbles, gets it out to the logo for Alyssa Johnson. Back to Haley Keene on a wing. Keene drives, foul line, kicks it to Taylor. They converge on Taylor, back to Keene. Johnson gets an open three and nails it. Alyssa Johnson with a three ball, and the bench comes to life. So the Lady Owls trail by 11, or sorry, by 9. Back on defense. Down low, up and in. That's Newton. They get it down low to Newton, and as we know, Haley's in foul trouble, so has to be they can't get it down there, or she's going to be out of the game. So here's Mackenzie Taylor with the ball, top of the key. Johnson's going to try another three, same spot, nails it again. Back-to-back threes for Alyssa Johnson, and it's an 8-point ball game. Johnson with a quick hand almost steals it. Out of bounds. Lady Owls look like they've come to life here. Crusaders around the outside get it down low, and it's stolen away. It's going to be a jump ball. Or jump ball. Mallory Craig forces the jump ball. And Lady Owls possession. So here come the Lady Owls with a chance to cut into that 8-point lead. Johnson across the timeline to Keene. Keene, give and go. Then goes to back to Taylor. Taylor to Keene. Now Johnson, same spot. Can she hit three in a row? It's off the back iron. Long rebound for Haley Keene. Johnson went for three in a row from the same spot. Haley Keene gets it back over to Johnson. Johnson inside to Craig. Back to Johnson, drives, kicks it out to Taylor. Taylor thought about the three, brings it down. Haley Keene's going to think about a three and take it. Saved by Long, but Elk comes away with it. 18-10, Lady Owls trail. Crusaders ball. There's a quick hand by Keene, forces a turnover. Mackenzie Taylor comes away with the ball. Taylor to Johnson. Johnson's going to take the three. They say she shuffled her feet before she took the three, which she nailed the three, ladies and gentlemen. So Johnson's come out here and hit three out of four, but that one didn't count. They say she shuffled her feet. So Lady Owls trail by eight. Keyshore is going to come in on the next whistle. That's going to be a foul on, I believe, Alyssa Johnson. No, it's on Sevilla Long. That'll be her second. Into the game comes Keyshore for Long. Keyshore on the ball. Top of the key. Around the outside, looking for somebody down low. Nobody open. They get it down low, stolen away by Craig. Craig to Johnson. 18-10, Crusaders lead. And there's a pass to Taylor who wasn't ready for it. So once again, possession goes over to the Lady Crusaders. 18-10, they lead. Halfway through this third quarter, 4 minutes to go. There's a timeout taken by the Elk County coach. We're going to take it with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Lady Owls still in their huddle. Referee's going to speed them up, I'm sure. Elk County's going to have possession. They currently lead 18-10. They get it in to Van Slander. Down to Newton. And then down low to Pulaski, who lays it in for her first 2 points of the game. So it's a 20-10 Lady Crusader lead. Alyssa Johnson with the ball to Haley Keene. She drives and takes a mid-range jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Keyshore. Gets it to Mackenzie Taylor. Back to Keene's going to try a three off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor. Alyssa Johnson takes a three. They called a travel on Johnson again. While shooting the three, I don't know what she's doing with her feet there. Obviously, she's shuffling them before she shoots. Referee's got some choice words for some of the crowd over there. There's an almost steal by Alyssa Johnson, out of bounds off her. Elk working it around the outside. There's Newton in the corner. There's a three ball, short, rebounded by Elk. Off the mark, Keene with a rebound. Here comes Taylor with the ball. Taylor to Keyshore, Keyshore to Keene. Jumper short, rebounded by Elk. Fouls on Keyshore. That's her first. Lady Crusaders with the ball and a 10-point lead. There's a shot, long shot, gets her own rebound. There's another long shot off the mark. Keen with a rebound. Bailey Keen's going to take it across the timeline. She's looking behind her back and all the way down the lane. Throws it up and in. Bailey Keen took it coast to coast from the rebound around her back and laid it in. 8-point lead now for the Crusaders. There is Craig trying to get a steal. The foul is on Mallory Craig. That's her first. Into the game comes Sevilla Long for Alexis Keyshore. So we've got Taylor Long, Craig Johnson, Keen. Keen comes away with a steal there. Keen to Johnson, back to Keen. She's going to take the three off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. Lady Owls trail by 8. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. They get it into the lane. Kick it back out. Down low again. There's a scoop shot off the mark. Rebounded by Mallory Craig. Craig gets it to Johnson. Johnson across half court to Keen. Keen's going to take it, try to create some room, and a shot is off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. A minute and a half to go in the third quarter. There's down low. Back out. Crusaders, they get it back into the lane. And a nice pass off the mark with a shot. Rebound for Elk. And then a rebound contested off of Mackenzie Taylor. Lady Crusaders will maintain possession. They switch the inbounder. And they get it inbounded to the top of the key. Set the play. Around the outside. Into the corner, into the lane. And it's tipped away in there by Johnson, but it goes off of Johnson, and the Crusaders are going to maintain possession. Inbounding under their basket. There's an inbound. And down low. Shot, try over Keen. Missed it. And Craig with a rebound. To Alyssa Johnson. Lady Owls still trail by 8. There's Taylor with an open shot off the back iron. 31 seconds to go in the half. Elk across the timeline. 23 seconds. There's a pass into the corner. There's a rejection by Keen, but it goes right back to the player. And there's a foul on the Lady Owls. Alyssa Johnson, that's her second foul. Keyshore comes back into the game for Mackenzie Taylor. 12.8 seconds to go. Elk County's going to inbound under their own basket. There's a good pass to the corner, but they pass up the shot. 7 seconds. 4 seconds. There's a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Sevilla Long. And it runs out. So that's the end of the third quarter with the Lady Crusaders leading 20-12. We'll take a break. We'll be back for the exciting fourth quarter. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESP Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Alyssa Johnson came out on fire in that third quarter, hit back-to-back threes, and then through the course of that, as you were following along, she traveled twice when she shot a three, shuffled her feet, one of which she made, we could use right about now. Lady Owls cut into that 12-point lead, and it's down to eight. So it's an eight-point lead for the Lady Crusaders, 20-12. Possession's going to be for the Lady Crusaders to start the fourth quarter. We've got Keen, Keyshore, Taylor, Craig, and Johnson out there for your Lady Owls. Lady Crusaders with the ball. Looks like they're going into a little bit of a stall here. Alyssa Johnson out with the defense. Playing out here by the logo. Three girls just back and forth, and there's a foul on Mackenzie Taylor. Her first. Trying to get the steal. Inbounded into the backcourt and across the timeline come the Lady Crusaders. Johnson with the defense on the ball. Good defense, but they're able to maintain possession. They're doing a slowdown game, as I said. They haven't even tried to take it past the foul line yet. There they go, considering it. There's a pass down to the baseline. Who takes it all the way back up top. And they begin that again. Into the foul line, back out to the logo. Alyssa Johnson running all over the place trying to create a turnover. There comes Mackenzie Taylor. Looked like she may have gotten a steal. They called a foul on Mackenzie Taylor. That's her second, the team's second. That's a timeout, full timeout. We're going to take a break with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back, James Patrick. Lady Owls, Lady Crusaders. So far in the fourth quarter, the Lady Crusaders have had possession the entire time. Open it up, playing the four corners offense. If you remember the old days of college basketball, North Carolina would do it sometimes. And that's showing my age because that's been a while. But as we know, in Pennsylvania, there's no shot clock, so if you've got the people to dribble it, you can hold on to it for a long time. So 6:45 to go in the game. Lady Crusaders maintain possession. Owls took that timeout. Coach Blatchley came up with a plan to defend this four corners. So Crusaders inbounded across court. Alyssa Johnson out there on the defense. They're forced to go out and play defense or they'll just stand out there. They get it in the lane, and there's a layup by, can't see her number, number 24, Van Slander. That's the first points of the second half for either team, of the fourth quarter. There's Haley Keen to Johnson. Johnson back to Keen. Lady Owls need some baskets. Keyshore saves it, goes to Taylor. Back to Keen. There's Johnson down low to Long. Long looking for a person. Gets it to Keene. Keene to Taylor. Back to Keene. She's going to take the three ball off the front iron. Almost rebounded by Long, and it goes off Long. So the Lady Crusaders are going to have possession. Lady Owls are going to put some pressure on here. Full court pressure. They break the pressure and get it across the timeline. That's tipped out of bounds off of Johnson. Quick hands by the Lady Owls, just trying to get a turnover here. 22-12, Lady Crusaders lead. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. There's a steal by Johnson. Johnson's going to take it the entire way, put it up off the mark. It's going to go off of the Lady Owls on the rebound and out of bounds. The crowd's not happy. I thought I had a pretty good angle, and it did go off the Lady Owls. Although the referees are conferring. And they keep it with the Crusaders. So Crusaders inbounded under their own basket. Lady Owls put on pressure. And across the timeline are the Lady Crusaders. 22-12, 5 minutes to go in the game. Very low-scoring affair here tonight at the Owls' Nest. Johnson tries to get in there and get a steal, and it's foul number 3 on Alyssa Johnson. There's a timeout. Full timeout by the Elk coach. So we'll take a break with them. This is Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball against the Lady Crusaders from Elk County. Crusaders currently lead 22-12. We've got, I believe, 5 minutes to go in the game. Lady Crusaders are taking the air out of the ball here in the fourth quarter and just, you know, trying to run the clock out, basically. Lady Owls getting instructions on how to defend that. There is no easy way. They've gotten their hands on some loose balls. So here's the inbound pass into the backcourt for the Lady Crusaders. Johnson's on the defense. Up tight. Keyshore's on the defense now. Keyshore, they pick on Keyshore. Keene. Lady Owls just scrambling on defense here. Here comes Sevilla Long to guard the ball. They get it down into the corner. Johnson steals the ball and is fouled. Would have had a breakaway layup. The foul is on Van Slander, her first. Alyssa Johnson stole the ball and would have had an uncontested layup, but was fouled at half court. So Lady Owls with possession, down by 10. 4:21 to go in the game. Haley Keene with the ball. Mackenzie Taylor with an open three. Off the back iron, and it hit a cable. Hit a cable up above the basket, out of bounds. Lady Owls put pressure on again on the inbound. Elk gets it. And over and back. 10-second violation. I thought they'd get the over and back, but they did get the 10-second call. So Lady Owls, good defense there. A little indecision by one of the Elk players. So Alyssa Johnson with the ball. Lady Owls need a basket here, down by 10. Keene takes a three, looks good, and it is good. Haley Keene with a three ball. And there's a timeout taken by, we'll stay here for it, just taken by the Bradford Owls, taken by Coach Blatchley, a 30-second timeout. So Haley Keene found herself open, got his three ball in. Lady Owls trail by 7. Looks like they're going to almost have to commit fouls here. Currently three team fouls, so in two fouls, Crusaders will be shooting free throws. Lady Crusaders content to run out the clock here in the fourth quarter. I haven't seen that in a while, and but it does exist in high school basketball here in PA. So Elk is going to inbound it here under their Owls basket. Full court pressure on by the Lady Owls. And this time they get it across the timeline. Down low, open person, and a foul on Keyshore. The foul is on the floor. It is on Keyshore. That's her second, team's fourth. So the next foul, the Crusaders will be shooting. Into the game becomes Miranda Davis. She comes in for Keyshore. Crusaders are going to inbound. 22-15 lead. 3:41 to go. They get it in under the basket, and that's a foul on Miranda Davis. Her first, and Newton will be at the line for two. First one is up and good. One more free throw here for Newton. Try to make it a 9-point lead for the Lady Crusaders. It's up and good. So it is a 9-point lead. Lady Owls with the ball. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Johnson to Keene. Keene back to Davis. Tried to get it down low to Keene. Stolen away by Elk. Here comes Elk. They cross the timeline and they pull up. Oh, there's a three ball. And it's good. It's good by Finster. Her first points of the game, she gets a three ball. It's now a 12-point Lady Owls lead. Or, sorry, Lady Crusaders lead. Keene around to Johnson. Johnson's going to shoot the three, and she traveled again. Referees have picked up something there on her shuffling her feet before she shoots that three. Mallory Craig comes back into the game for Miranda Davis. There's an inbound, tipped away by Long, but Elk comes away with it. And there's a foul on Sevilla Long. That's her third foul, and that's going to be the fifth foul on the Lady Owls in this quarter. So whoever that was, we'll find out. Looks like it's going to be 21. That is Thorwart is going to shoot two for the Lady Crusaders. 12-point lead, 2:53 to go. First one's up and good by Thorwart. Her first point of the game. Miranda Davis comes back into the game for Sevilla Long. One more free throw here for Thorwart. Up and off the back iron. Gets a rebound to Elk and a putback by Newton. And that builds it to a 15-point Lady Crusader lead. Here's Mackenzie Taylor to Johnson to Keene. All above the three-point line. Keene dribbles, kicks it out to Craig. Lady Owls can't penetrate the three-point line right now. There's a almost steal by the Crusaders. 2.5 to go in the game. 15-point lead for the Lady Crusaders. Lady Owls just have not had an answer tonight. Certainly not the same team that showed up and beat Dubois last week on the road. So there's Craig. Craig with the ball, drives in, takes a shot off the mark. Elk with a rebound. Elk slows it down, There's Johnson. Then they take it down low, get it into the corner, then back out to half court. Miranda Davis on the defense now. There's a pass into the lane, back out to the logo. 1:45 to go in the game. Lady Crusaders there's a steal by Alyssa Johnson. She's going to try to go coast to coast. Puts it up and she's fouled. So Alyssa Johnson will go to the line for two. Fouls on Finster. That's her first. And the second team foul for the Lady Crusaders. Alyssa Johnson's going to be at the line for two. First one is up. And good. Keyshore is going to come back into the game for Miranda Davis. So you've got, and Long is going to come back into the game for Mallory Craig. So you'll have Long, Keen, Johnson, Keyshore, and Taylor. One more free throw for Alyssa Johnson. It's up, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Elk. Elk comes across the timeline. Alyssa Johnson looking for that steal again. I anticipate those long passes. She cuts them off. There's a double team by the Owls. They get it away. Elk gets it down low. And then they bring it back out near half court. Just a dribbling clinic at this point. Now we're down to 52 seconds to go in the game. Down low to the open person who is fouled. That's going to be on... Oh, no, they got her on an offensive foul. They say she traveled. Okay. So Lady Owls are going to have the ball. Looked like a foul, but it was called a travel. 41.4 seconds to go. Haley Keene inbounds to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Alyssa Johnson over to Keene, going to take a three ball off the mark, saved by Long, and then off of Mackenzie Taylor, trying to save it as well. 27.7 to go. Elk County's going to inbound. Full court pressure by your Lady Owls. And looks like Elk, well, they do break the timeline. And they'll probably attempt to run out these final 16 seconds. And there's a save, almost a throwaway. Elk with the ball. Still 6 seconds to go. Looks like that's going to be your final score. That is it. It's going to be 30-16 now, Lady Crusaders. Somewhat surprising to me. Lady Owls came into the game with a lot of momentum. So that is your final score, Lady Crusaders 30, Lady Owls 16. I'm going to tabulate some stats, and I'll be back for the post game. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
And welcome back to the postgame. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls come up short tonight against the Lady Crusaders from Elk County Christian High School in a D9 matchup. Lady Owls' record will even now at 8-8, and their D9 record will fall to 2-3 on the season. They just did not come out with much fire tonight, as they only had 4 points at halftime. 2 points in the first quarter, 2 points in the second quarter. They scored 8 in the third quarter, and then the Lady Crusaders took the air out of the ball in the fourth quarter, most of it, and come away with a 30-16 victory. Crusaders were led by Newton and Van Slander with 15 and 9 points. Lady Owls were led by Alyssa Johnson with 7 and Haley Keene with 5. Just a kind of a blah performance by your Lady Owls tonight. I expected coming off that big victory at Dubois a little more excitement, but we got what we got. So, once again, our upcoming schedule will be with you Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week. Boys, and ladies, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here from the Owl's Nest. So, thank you for tuning in with us. Once again, the final score is Lady Crusaders 30, your Lady Owls 16. We'll be back with you on Monday night. Thank you for listening. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Since 1947, WESB, we serve Bradford.